Hi, my name is Dane Miller to tell you about the Lost Colony of Roanoke. For example, have you ever heard of the Lost Colony of Roanoke? Roanoke is a small island off the coast of North Carolina, and you might be asking, what is so special about a small island? That's way more than just a small island. This is what went down. John White and 117 other colonists landed on Roanoke Island on July 22, 1587. That same year, John White had left to get supplies for the colony. Little did he know there was a war between England and Spain that caused Governor John White to stay in England for 3 years because there was no boats because of the war. After those long 3 years, he had finally got a boat to sail to Roanoke on. When he finally had returned to Roanoke in 1590, there was no sign of human life. All John and his crew found was the word Croatoan in all caps carved into the side of the tree. They never found another piece of evidence. When John White returned back to England, he died a couple years later. Historians believe that the colonists were lost at sea and starved to death. The crime scene investigation packet states, the colony had a lack of supplies, and when they ran out, they took everything to move and finally sunk at sea. John White also left a small boat called a pinnace. My reason is the ocean has very strong waves. A second piece of evidence is when they had found a word on a tree that said Croatoan. Governor John White could not go to the Croatoan island because of the waves, so he had to turn back. My reason is storms are powerful. My third piece of evidence is, so John White told the colonists to put a cross if they left or were in danger. No cross was found if they were in danger or not, and some people forgot to do things. My reason is some people forget.